As most of you know by now, we've been reading through St. Paul's letters to Timothy. Timothy, you'll recall, was a co-worker of Paul, a good friend of St. Paul, and Timothy helped Paul to establish the church in different cities. One of these cities was the city of Ephesus. And after they left Ephesus, some false teachers came into the city and began preaching a gospel that was different from the gospel that Paul and Timothy taught. And this was causing some chaos and confusion among the people. So Paul sent Timothy back to Ephesus to lead the people and to try and help them fix some of these problems. And so he sent the first letter to Timothy to encourage him and to give him some advice and also to authorize his leadership. Unfortunately, as we heard last week, after he sent that first letter, things didn't improve. In fact, they had even gotten worse because some persecutions had broken out around the empire. Paul himself was actually in prison because of his faith. By this point, he wrote this second letter to Timothy from prison. And so much of the second letter to Timothy is to help the Christians to remain faithful in light of some of this persecution and some of these ways in which people were being tempted to abandon their faith. And so in this section that we heard, Paul is telling Timothy to remember the gospel that he heard from the time he was a small child. And Paul then reminds him of the scriptures that he learned from his mother when he was just a young boy. Those scriptures that he learned from the time that he was a child are powerful. As Paul said, they gave him wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. He then says this. He says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent and equipped for every good work. All right, when I was in college, I actually started getting involved in apologetics. All right, apologetics is the practice of defending a belief system. And so I started studying the Bible in order to defend our Catholic faith whenever somebody raised objections to it. Okay, I specifically enjoyed defending our faith against attacks from non-Catholic Christians, okay, Protestants, a lot of the evangelicals on campus and things like that. And so I defended our beliefs about the Pope, prayers to Mary and the saints, and the sacraments and many other things here. And I usually did this on the internet. There are a few websites that I like to go to debate people. But every once in a while I'd get to debate somebody in person, which was always very exciting. When God would occasionally bless me with, like, when the Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses would come by my apartment and I'd get to sort of hash it out with them. My roommates would come in, none of them were Catholic, and they'd see me there with these people with my Bible open, and they'd promptly leave again or whatever. Anyway, I was a little bit of an embarrassment to them, I think. But this was one way that I started to learn Scripture. All right. And while, to my knowledge, I never really won a convert to the faith, I was pretty successful, at least, in helping Catholics not be swayed by some of the arguments that they were hearing. Well, during some of these debates, this scripture from Timothy, from Paul's letter to Timothy, rather, would come up quite a bit. Specifically, it would be used by non-Catholics, Protestants and evangelicals, to sort of attack the Catholic belief of sacred tradition. Okay, they use this to argue that Scripture alone is our authority in the Church. And I loved it when they would cite this because I had a great response to this verse whenever they'd throw it out there. Okay, so I enjoyed it. I liked it when they threw this one out. And about 10 years ago, if I was ordained, I think I would have taken this opportunity of hearing these readings to sort of explain some of that. But I'm not going to, because a lot of those arguments that these non-Catholics were leveling against us, they're actually very persuasive to a lot of people. No, they aren't correct. They're not right about the place of Scripture in the Church. But the reasons that they were powerful is because they came from a perception that Catholics did not take the Bible seriously, and that Catholics did not know the Scriptures. And sadly, although I hate to admit it, I have to admit that this is reality. Formally speaking, the Catholic Church makes a big deal of Scripture. We hear lots of Scripture during the Mass. We hear an Old Testament reading, a reading from one of the apostles. We also hear the Gospel. We also quote Scripture frequently throughout the liturgy. Of course, before the Gospel, we actually lift up the book of the Gospels. The people sing Alleluia, thanking God that He sent His Son into the world and that we have a reliable record of His life and His teachings. But something isn't quite making it into the hearts of the faithful. Sadly, many Catholics are relatively unaware of a lot of the stories in Scripture and why they are important. And that isn't good because, as St. Paul said, and I quote him again, all Scripture is inspired by God and useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that one who believes, who belongs to God, may be competent and equipped for every good work. Now, this is interesting because, remember, Paul started to remind Timothy of these Scriptures that he learned as a young boy. And keep in mind here, what's Paul talking about? What Scriptures is Paul talking about? Well, keep in mind that when Timothy was a young boy, the Gospels hadn't even been written. Okay, St. Paul's letters hadn't even been written. All right, so Paul is actually referring to the Old Testament here. Okay, even the Old Testament is useful for teaching, refutation, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent and equipped for every good work. Knowing Scripture helps us know the Lord. It helps us know who we are and how we are to live. Knowing Scripture helps us to do good in the world. And if we're ignorant of any part of Scripture, we're not going to be able to accomplish all of the works that the Lord desires for us to accomplish. Furthermore, ignorance of Scripture means that we're going to be swept up in so many of the fads that come in and out of style throughout our lifetime. Whether it's a cultural fad or a political fad or even a fad that comes in and out of style within the Church, Scripture, Old Testament and New Testament, keeps us rooted in Jesus, and we can't be ignorant of it. As St. Jerome said, and I don't throw this out there to pile shame, because this quote strikes at my heart as well. And it's a little frightening to me, but he says, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. Even these stories in the Old Testament are important because they help us understand the works of Jesus. They help us interpret his words and his actions a bit more accurately and effectively. Knowing Scripture is incredibly important for all of us. And I have to encourage you to learn the Scriptures. Again, I think we've made a lot of improvements. Okay? Of course, we all have people, we all know of people who were raised Catholic, attended Mass every single week for many, many years. And then they read the Bible and realized that everything in the Catholic Church allegedly was wrong and that they found something else. And of course, that's not true, but so many Catholics sat there and didn't know what to say. So many Catholics didn't sit there, just sat there and did not know what to say. And that's obviously a very sad thing. So I want to encourage you to know the Scriptures. All right? There are so many opportunities. It's 2019. No people in the history of the world have had more access to Scripture than we have. Okay? People used to learn Scripture by coming into their churches and looking at stained glass windows depicting the stories of the Bible. Those taught the literate as well as the illiterate. All right? Today, if you have a smartphone, we have access to the Scriptures anywhere we happen to be. If you're interested in something like apologetics, like I was, all you have to do is type in Catholic.com and it's all right there. If you're looking for something more inspirational, more about being a disciple and living the Christian life, Word on Fire, just Google Word on Fire. It's all right there. And yet so many Catholics aren't taking advantage of it. Here in our parish, we have Bible studies that we offer. We even have a subscription to a website called formed.org with hours and hours of teaching, lecturing on Scripture. That any one of our parishioners can access. And it is important that we do access this, because as long as our knowledge of Scripture is lacking, something about our discipleship, our life as a disciple, is going to be lacking. And as I said, if you come to Mass regularly, you know the Scriptures better than you think. You know the Gospels. But there's so many stories in the Old Testament, the writings of the apostles, that we don't hear on Sunday. And those are just as important as those that we do. So if our knowledge of Scripture doesn't change, then we won't change. If our knowledge of Scripture doesn't grow, we can't grow as disciples, and our parish will not grow. So I want to encourage you once again, take some time to learn Scripture. I get that it can be intimidating. Sometimes we don't know where to start, but I've found that when I take a step towards God, He helps me out. He comes towards me and helps me out. And I know that you'll experience the same thing if you make that attempt to learn the Scriptures. It will help you more effectively proclaim His Word and this Gospel that He's given us to all of those in our community who are longing to hear what God reveals to them.